recording.
I'm recording. You want to clap on three?
No.
One, two, three.
Okay, that's very nice.
Cast podcast, super secret middle of the week edition. I don't know why I started out this episode with a bad Christopher Walken cadence, but you know, sometimes it just goes that way.
Yeah.
We are following in the footsteps of our role models. We're chasing down
some monsters,
some of the more primitive denizens of the Colorado River.
And we're not talking about my mother-in-law.
You're damn right we're not. Hey-o!
I think we're gonna be... Yes? Alright, so yeah, we're gonna go to a particular spot we know, which is...
We call Garville.
Yeah, after noted Democratic strategist James Garville.
Yeah, why don't you step up, Garville, and fucking make a difference? There's your E, and there's something for you. There's an order for James Garville. Do something besides being a media personality. Stop bugging me for $5. How about that?
So we're going to be targeting Gar, but we had some hot tips from an old timer, yeah, an old time East Sider who is telling us that it's a good place for Gasperdue.
Yeah.
It's a good place for giant flathead catfish.
I'd like to request a brief sidebar.
Okay.
I just came up with a T-shirt idea.
Uh-huh.
For a Last Cast podcast.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any merch yet, guys, but I just came up with an idea. This would be a really good inside baseball LCPC T-shirt. Garville, not Carville. And then, like, have a picture of a gar that looks like it's smiling, and then a picture of James Carville with a red no over him. Wouldn't that be funny? You and me would be the only people to have it. Like, Garville, not Carville.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll be...
But then, I don't want to be seen as, like, because I'm a hardcore... lefty Democrat. I'm not going to be anything other than that, so I don't want to, but I mean, it's really about James Garville.
Really, see that? There's like some chickens making love in that front yard.
Yeah.
If somebody calls you out on it, you can just say like, dude, it's an obscure podcast reference.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh yeah, of course, I'm sorry.
And plus, why do you have such allegiance to this sort of outmoded, you know, system that he is no doubt, you know, sort of beholden to?
You mean
James Carville?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Gars.
Oh,
they have outmoded allegiances
to. They are beyond partisanship. They have been around for millions and millions of years.
So Gasperdue and flathead catfish, which we've never caught. I think we may have caught like one.
Do you remember when I've ever caught in Texas has been, what was that big old honker I caught on a plastic worm out at, was that a yellow? That was a yellow, I think.
Yeah, that's a flathead.
That was that one that I caught on the plastic worm, Elmas at Dark. You got that picture, about 5-6 pounder.
We'll have to look at the picture, but it's...
it was kind of yellow.
But if it's yellow, yeah, that's a flathead.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I think it was a toad.
That was small for a flathead.
I caught him on a light spinning tackle and a plastic worm. I thought it was another big largemouth, but it was a catfish. Yeah, it's kind of yellowy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But all I've ever caught is that and channel cats, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. But I've never caught a blue, and you caught a big blue one.
Yeah, but not around here. Yeah. Did you test the bubbler?
I did not. But I figure they'll probably be alive long enough just in water. It worked last time. And crap, I lost the tube.
Oh, well, then.
Crap, I'm sorry.
Good point. Okay.
Or it's probably in the backyard somewhere. Shoot.
The backyard?
Sorry. Or on the porch.
You want to bring the bucket?
Yeah. Sorry. Here we are. We're going to try to get some little baby sunfish for our fool's errand. I'm going to take a less steep walk. I think this is a little safer over this way.
I can smell the bats under the bridge.
Yeah, just kind of huck that out there.
Good job. That was a nice one.
Very good job.
That might be one of my top 10 cast net lobs.
You haven't thrown in a while.
Ooh,
either.
And I got one. Got one.
Hey, all right.
Okay, gonna fill it up. Get a little bit more.
Oh, all right.
Because they're gonna die soon anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, it's like a.
The green sunfish.
Green, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good size one.
These are both good size. Oh, there's another one.
That's a good size.
Let me do one more cast.
Sure.
And then that's probably all we really need.
Yeah. I mean, we got a selection of bait and, you know.
All right, you want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, get in the water. Maybe we'll catch some sunfish on the way out. There are a couple of other spots we could go to if we really wanted to catch some bait like that, but I think we're kind of experimenting.
Yeah.
We also have worms and definitely want the lid.
Yeah. Is this everybody going to Justine's?
Yeah. I was like, I gotta get that steak tartare.
Every time I went, food's overrated there, man.
It's overrated at every single restaurant in the world.
Mm.
Except for the ones where it's underrated.
Right.
It's just the ones where we go.
Like to throw a shout out to Julie and Eric. And thanks so much for having us over for a garbage plate spectacular. Wow. Tasted exactly like what I remembered. I know that's not a huge achievement.
Since it was probably only
five ingredients.
5 weeks ago, that it's like the taste of my childhood.
I just love when people say we're gonna do this, and it's like, uh-oh, this is it. You know, this is like, you nailed it. You know, that's exactly it.
Oh shoot, I may have gone the wrong lane. No.
Can we
take a left?
Oh, okay.
Oh no, wait, I can go up there, never mind.
You can, yeah, you where that black car just went?
Yeah.
Vander Sneaky Sneak right there?
Yeah, exactly. I am Mr. Sneaky Sneak.
All right.
And then, coming around, coming up, going faster!
Goose it.
Accelerating, taking another right, not even turning off my signal.
Taking it down the Vander Loop.
Lee Vander Loop, that's my mom's name. We just call her Loopy. And then we're going past the dairy. Not the Dairy Queen, actual dairy. You know, you'd think that like a dairy like this, they would have like...
Hey, come in and have free ice cream, whatever you want.
Or fresh cheese curds.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it even there? Like,
I don't even think they have like a
field outlet
thing.
Store.
They got Elsie the cow on the mm-hmm. truck.
Just making her sassy eyeballs at us.
Yeah.
All right, so the last time I was here, there was kind of like a little... there's like a sneaky entrance thing that may have been slightly
wiped clean by the wrath of the dog.
No, I think it's still up there.
No, you can park right in there, right?
Yeah. You used to be able to. Let's see. Nobody. Yeah. See who complains.
Man, ain't nobody down here. Oh, yeah. Damn, we can get right down. If we want.
Damn well the damn.
Damn right.
Well, the thing is, like, that's part of the area that
the floods.
The floods. Yeah.
Okay, we'll park right
park
here.
Park right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it's pretty low, so it's been.
Yeah.
This is like higher than it was last week, but it's still like much lower than it has been.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's like.
You'd probably drive right down to the water and then just start unloading.
Yeah, it's like barely a trickle, so we'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. Here we are under the Montopolis Bridge.
Ready? Oh, we got matching hats today.
All right. You got a, you said you got a garfly laying around?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah. All right. Whoa. All right. I'm gonna jump in.
I'll hold your hand and move you out into the water. All right, you little lady. You sit down good. I'll just move this for you. And I'll bring you out into where it's deeper so you can pretend like you're actually paddling like a real grown-up.
Get me near the breeze. I want to feel it on my face.
All right.
Your Uncle Buster used to take me boating.
But only in the Crimea.
Oh, there's a little dip right here. Wow.
Oh yeah, look at this. There's gonna be like a, it's gonna be like a couple inches deep up there. Keep to the right of that log.
Okay.
So.
Let's haul ass to Garville.
Yeah, I was thinking that like maybe we could stop at the concrete island.
We'll see what it looks like.
See what it looks like. Yeah. There's gonna be some walking here. You can stay inside. Yeah, don't do that, Jamie. You're just going to break the paddle.
Hold on.
I think this will be probably okay from here. Oof. Oof. Maybe. Yeah, I was worried about... paddling past the current up here, but we'll probably be walking it past the current up here.
Yeah, we will.
So, it's nice and clear though.
Yeah.
I tell you that the other day I was going past the bridge or the dam bridge at uh-huh. Pleasant Valley.
Uh-huh.
I was looking down at that little spot.
Yeah.
Below the dam, and it was like it was so clear you could see the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
How deep did it look?
Only a few feet, really.
Only a couple feet?
I mean, like 5 feet, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to tell from that angle and like when it's too clear.
Sure.
But yeah, there were no...
no fish?
No swarms of giant catfish, at least not from the angle I was looking at.
Right.
The ones that we were always hoping would be there.
Sure.
But I mean, there were, you know, like little like fish, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I think if we kind of keep close to the left shore, it'll be like deeper here than in the middle.
Mm. When's the last time we were down here? Was it over a year ago?
Yeah, maybe more than that. Yeah, I mean, we've been seduced by the glamour of large lakes and driving distances.
True. Sometimes that pans out.
Sometimes it does. Oh, another turtle.
It's anywhere from about a foot to... maybe 2 or 3 feet at the very deepest.
Very deepest.
In fact, it's so shallow as to be treacherous.
Yeah, I mean, but not treacherous in the sense that, oh, we may drown. More like treacherous, like we may have to get out and walk.
Yes.
So.
Preferable to the other kind.
Yeah. Yeah. So preferable. So insanely preferable. But the Garville spot, that's like 25 feet deep.
Right.
So
it'll probably, I suspect it'll be shallower, but still probably a good 10 feet.
Definitely, we won't be able to see the bottom.
No.
The other issue that I think we haven't really addressed.
Yeah.
Is that the last two podcast episodes, we've been in legitimate, like personal peril.
Yeah.
And I think I like this episode to break that trend.
Oh, well, good, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, maybe.
We'll see if they release water, you know, we'll...
Yeah, it hasn't yet. Well, you see, if they start releasing, like, a huge flood of water farther down...
Right.
It'll be no biggie, because it's like it'll... Even a big flood won't be all that noticeable
mm-hmm.
when it's, like, deep and wide. But if we're up here, that could be kind of noticeable.
Right.
But, you know, worst comes to worst, we get off at, like, Knollwood and, like, have Julia come pick us up. Oh, wow, look at that. That's some sort of carp.
Couldn't see it.
Oh, look, but... like, five of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, look at that. Yeah.
All right. They're really huge. Yeah, there's some more. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Wow. Good size carp.
That's why we need to do bow fishing. What? Jamie, we've got that bow that bow fishing setup, and we've never used it.
Yeah.
We have yet to brutally murder these fish who have been just sliding around, living a like a personal utopia in this beautiful water. Not a care in the world until their bodies are pierced with a heavy rusted steel shaft.
Well, call me a throwback to the gentlemanly times of Isaac Walton. A time of polio and limited personal rights.
Whoa, what was that? Oh, that is an osprey. Did you see that?
Yeah. Maybe he's grabbing a carp.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about this podcast is like the transition of from conversation to paddle noise. I think that's kind of cool. You know what I mean? It's like the sort of verite of like, hey, they're really out in a boat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're not lying like those My Favorite Murder people who have yet to murder a single person.
That is true. Hey, what's the big deal, Karen in Georgia?
It's like, you know, everybody can have an opinion, but it's harder to take action.
Yeah. Put somebody on ice and then get back to me.
Ooh.
Sorry, Karen. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all in November.
Yeah, at the International Podcast Festival, where we will be headlining and doing live fishing on stage.
That's right. That's right. We're going to show, and Matthew and I are finally going to square off over our preferred knots. I'm still a holdout on the improved clinch knot.
Oh, God damn it. Why don't you just go back to the 19th century, Jamie? I'm not seeing any gar breaches. This is normally like where we'd be kind of in the gar territory up in here.
Something up there. So we're gonna have the knot tie off, and you know, it'll probably involve getting some energetic young toddlers to test the tensile strength of the knot.
Uh-huh. As they do in science.
Sure. We'll have a Q&A, and we won't stop until one of us cries.
So, Jamie,
when
did you stop wetting your bed?
I told you about a carp and it's out on the canoe. I saw a video on YouTube of some real serious, like, Alabama or South Carolina dude whose gar fishing technique is, he just gets a white nylon rope and unravels it real good.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know how he ties it to his line, but he just fishes with that.
Sure.
Throws that out there and catches them. All right, so we got the mouth of Garville dead ahead. Oh,
look at that.
Big bird going down.
Oh, did they get it?
Don't know.
I can't see anything in his talons. Yeah, I can see the mouth of Garville. My feeling is we should start by anchoring pretty close to the upper end.
Okay.
You start soaking bait.
Yep.
And then put on a gar fly, see what kind of...
I was almost thinking about like pinching a split shot on and trying homeboy's technique.
Homeboy?
The guy from the YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, sure. Somewhere under this water here is my first fly rod outfit.
It's true. Probably silted under by about a foot of silt by this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you can see people built houses right up here.
Those are new, right?
Yeah, that's Knollwood.
Oh, okay. Was that the place you were talking about that had these sort of legally ambiguous entries?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, the legally ambiguous entry is an actual, like, Austin City Park.
Oh.
It's just not currently open.
Right.
Which, I mean, it doesn't mean that that's no trespassing, right?
Sure.
Particularly if you're a member of the media, as we are.
Yeah. Now, we may have just seen a breach up there. Don't know if that was Gar or not. This is about where things would... Right around this little...
Yeah, well, I guess we can go in farther, like right dead smack center in
this
Garville.
This keyhole right in here. Yeah, I mean, right to the keyhole where we're going.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the park right here.
Oh, okay.
Nope, that's not very, very deep, only about 15 feet.
Really?
Yeah. I want one of those, I want that big live perch. I'm going to come in here.
Okay. Well, there we go. Behind us.
Yeah, I think usually, like, when we first come up, they kind of, like, hold down for a bit, hold tight.
Right, right. Getting ready to chuck out a bug's rig. Going Packery Jetty on all this. Here we go. All right. I think I'm going to start with some livers. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go, now I'll go livers on the big one and then worms on my small outfit.
All right, I'm going to cast this over there.
You got it.
Never cast this before.
Right.
Might not actually cast. I got
the drag set pretty high, huh?
Well, I don't think the drag goes up very high. It's as high as it goes, and I can still kind of pull it out. Whoa, you see that?
No, big splash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for getting these rod holders, man. This is super cool.
It's a new era. You got the liver in, huh?
Yeah. Got another small one here if you want to augment. I got a big chunk on there, but if you want to augment what you've got, let me know.
I might go wait for the worms. I haven't done worms in a while.
Yeah.
It's like old school.
Definitely.
Used to be. I always had worm in the
in
the mix.
Some worms happening. Or like, you know what I'm thinking, or maybe like a, you know what I was thinking at work?
Mm-hmm.
Like a popping cork rig.
Yeah, yeah.
That might, you know.
Just let it sit, because there's not much, just let it drift.
Huh?
Just let it drift.
Yeah, man, something big just hit right there.
Yeah, it's kind of like, just kind of like slurping there.
Yeah.
I think whoever can get a gar fly in that area first. Gonna be king of the earth, man.
Might do something, that's true. Damn. Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do, man. Now, listeners, this is a probably the most exciting part of Town Lake, if you ask me, or Lady Bird.
Well, it's not really Lady Bird, but yeah, sure.
Stuff happens down here, is the point. I mean, it's get a lot of breaching fish. Oh, Mr. Two Worms. Mr. Two Worms, right away, Your Highness. Look at me, meat hauling, my God.
It's only meat hauling if you keep them. Tied this last night.
Thank you, sir.
Feel free to cut it up or fray it up however you want.
So you want to be my latex salesman. Oh, terrible casts. And I'm casting like Cyril Chaquet on that episode.
Careful about your back. About your back cast, because I left the hook on that one.
Okay.
So try not to hit me in the jugular.
All right.
Any more than you have to. And remember, when they hit, it's just like the pressure you put on a pencil.
I'm going right over there.
Maybe we need to get closer.
Think so?
Maybe. There we go.
All right.
Oh, I came off. Damn it. And it did not just jerk it.
Yeah, saw him on there. Oh, there we go.
Oh, nice. I think he's on.
I let that sink for a while, too.
Whoa, look at that jump. Nice spotted gar. He's pulling the boat around. Look at that. Get in the net. Whoa, that jump.
All right. right. Can you get it? All right. All right. All right. I broke the streak. Oh, oh crap. Hey, Gar.
All right. So, do you need my Leatherman or anything? Because it's going to be...
Probably. This thing, that's one of the bigger gar I've caught.
All you want to do is, you can take your time. He's going to be fine out of water.
Oh, yeah.
So just like, you know, make sure you got the nylon out of his mouth, you know?
Yeah.
And then let me know when you want a picture.
Yeah, let me have your, the leather man. Ah! All right. Oh, it's not on there very bad. I think I got him.
Oops, sorry. Right,
thank you. Oh! All right.
Whoops, I'm sorry. All right, it's good.
All right. Got him.
Oh, you got him off. Yep. Nice.
Yeah, he was just kind of hooked. He was on there, but he was just kind of gored on the side. I mean, right. He was just hooked on the about half of the fly within mm-hmm. his teeth. I just sort of pulled it off. There you go. Thank you, sir.
Where'd it go? And where? See where you tossed it.
I threw your leatherman in the net.
Is. Okay.
Thank you for the netting. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Jamie.
Thank you.
Now, you know what would make this day perfect?
You catching one, too?
I was about to say, if I caught nothing, thereby making you the only true fish winner.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I can say I was doing that I would not maybe normally do mm-hmm. was let it sit for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's like the best part about being a fish winner is that you can just give people advice, like, and tell them what they're doing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I totally, like, sight-casted that dude, and he still didn't take it. Jerk.
All right.
Ah, damn it. That's like the second one that came on and then fell off. Aren't you sticky enough?
Uh-oh, whoa.
Oh, ooh, what is that?
I don't know, there's something off the bottom. Oh, it feels sizable. I don't know what it is, man.
Jamie, yeah. This is unacceptable. You catching this many fish.
This is off the livers.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Kind of like a catfish. I bet that's what it is, but man, it's dogging me.
All right, I got the... You're getting pulled again. Wow, I can't even see it. How far down is it?
It's pretty far down.
Jamie, unacceptable. Your victories...
Move him.
Jeez. What? How thick's your line? I can see it.
Pounds.
It's a tortoise. Turtle.
Oh, crap.
The soft-shelled turtle. They bite.
Oh, okay.
So bring him up slowly. Of course, you can eat these, too.
Oh, turtle, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He fought. Oh, jeez. He's huge. Okay. Liver, huh?
Yeah. Good God. Do you think it'd be better or humane just to cut him?
Yes, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, how big is your hook?
It's like maybe about a one.
Well, I think it's pretty far down there, so he's sticking with it for now. All right.
Thank you.
You want a picture of this one too?
Nah.
I think that might, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but I think that might be the biggest turtle we've ever caught.
That's a big turtle. I really wanted that to be a flathead.
Yeah, me too. There we go.
Oh, all right. Oh!
Fuck. I thought he was on. Might be about at the end of the garfly period.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. How long do you want to stay out?
I'm fine with whatever.
I thought we'd give it like a little bit of time.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, geez. Really? Jamie.
It feels like a small one.
Oh, yeah. It's cute.
Whoa.
There you go.
Little baby one, right?
Oops.
Oh. Damn it.
He really is. He's kind of about the same size as the net.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
you
mister.
Let me get the net out of the way.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Yeah, if I could, I got a little light with me if I could borrow the
Leatherman?
Yeah. Right here.
Geez, are you getting as many mosquitoes as I am, or is it just me?
Oh, a lot.
What is it, Jamie?
There are a lot of mosquitoes.
I was going to try and get you to talk with your mouth full with the light.
Yeah.
That would be the most popular segment of Last Cast Podcast. Jamie talks with something in his mouth. You got off?
Yeah, I got him off.
Pretty clean?
Yeah.
Cool.
Had to wrench him a little bit, but I got him off.
And keep the Leatherman.
Yeah.
You get another hit?
Yep. It's probably a damn turtle.
What does it feel like?
It could be a fish. It's fighting a lot more urgently than a turtle.
I don't know. That last one fought pretty urgently.
Oh, it's a gar.
Oh, wow. What'd you catch him on?
Chicken liver.
Huh.
Look at that.
Oh, geez. He's got it way down there.
Uh-oh. Whoa, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's like that's a short nose, not a spotted, or a long nose, not a spotted, I think.
Are you able to,
Geez, this is the biggest one yet, Jamie.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Ouch.
Can you, I think it's just, can you see, it looks like the hook may actually just be wrapped around his bill. You see it?
Oh, no, it's caught, for sure.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Let me grab a picture, since we've got plenty of time.
Here, I'm going to throw you the Leatherman, if you could.
No, I got it.
All right.
Don't throw anything in this right now.
Okay.
Yep, he's off.
It's off?
Just like that, yeah. Let me see if I can get...
Oh, here, I'm going to pull him free. Pull my hook out.
All no. Don't pull anything.
Okay. There it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
No, he is a spotted, I guess. From the top, he looks spotted.
Damn, that is a good size one. You can do the honors, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't mind?
No.
Nice.
Yes.
I don't know, Jamie. I think you've just had a good night. Maybe we should call it.
All right.
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
What was that? It was a gar.
Damn.
It ran over it. That was scary. Thought he knocked my gear out.
Crap. He's like, I'm covered in armor. I'm prehistoric.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fantastic, man. All right, how do you feel about fishing?
Better. I was starting to get pretty demoralized.
Yeah?
Well, I didn't catch anything for like the last two or three times.
I mean, you caught, at Somerville, you caught fish.
Yeah, I caught a couple dinks, that's true.
I mean, the problem is, you're a victim of your own success.
Mm.
You're like, remember back when we were first starting to fish, and you would have caught like two dinks, and you'd be like, this is the best day ever.
Yeah.
And then now you're like, they weren't even keeper size.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's probably the biggest gar I've ever caught.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And the liver. I didn't know you could do that. I thought they only wanted, didn't know they went for that. It was on the bottom too.
Yeah. And that was just kind of a luck that it got hooked up. It like that the hook came off as soon.
Wrapped around its beak, right?
Yeah, it came off as soon as I touched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think it was really wrapped.
Yeah.
It just kind of like the point was stuck, the very point.
In its bone.
Yeah, like not even to the.
To the barb.
Not even close to the barb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only incredible fishing acumen was able to bring it in.
That's right.
I don't know, what do you think? Is this that wasn't that bad?
Yeah. Okay, guys, welcome to This Wasn't That Bad, River Edition. We're out here on still on the water, paddling back towards the Montopolis Bridge.
In not quite complete darkness.
Yeah.
So, we're paddling back in the dark, fleeing mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I don't know, I was kind of hoping we could just like spend like 2 hours just like there in the darkness waiting for...
Catfishing.
Yeah, giant catfish to bite, to come out of their hidey holes.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I didn't catch anything, but I did hook up a couple.
You hooked up at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it just didn't go through. I'm going to have to like... I'm gonna have to throw away that fly. I think that's...
Make one really, really ratty. It almost seems like the more they get bit, the better they are.
Right, probably. Yeah, more tangled.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the one that you were using, that was totally...
The new one?
The new one.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't spend much time on that.
Yeah.
Like, that was like half of an episode of Starship Andromeda on Comma TV.
Oh, okay.
At like midnight last night. It was one of the Magog episodes, if you're familiar with those.
Andromeda was the one, trying to remember which one that was.
It's a Gene Roddenberry non-Star Trek property.
Non-Star Trek universe?
Yeah, it stars... Kevin Sorbo.
Oh yeah, no, I like that one.
And a guy who you would assume is Jason Momoa in Stargate Atlantis, but is not. I was swinging for the bleachers, man, with that green sunfish.
You really were.
And it just did not come through.
I usually don't fish with more than 2 lines in the water. I had a night crawler that got no action at all. A gar and a turtle on chicken livers, and 2 gar on the gar fly. So, it's a pretty good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a really good afternoon.
Yeah.
And a turtle.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe this is a lesson that we should, like, once it gets to be a certain kind of, you know, once we get to a certain point on the calendar, we should just really kind of dispense any notions of sportsmanship and just go all bait.
You can see the highway in the distance.
Yeah. So yeah, in review, successful trip to Garville. Maybe a t-shirt idea came out of that.
We could even like come back like on the weekend, really.
We could.
Like, I mean, why even like...
It'd be really easy. This isn't a difficult trip.
No, it is not. All right. Well, we're getting close to the bridge. We should wrap this up.
All right.
So, follow us on Instagram, where I will usually post the pictures from the trips well before we actually finish editing the episode. Review us on iTunes.
That's right.
Check out my other podcast, This Week in the Multiverse.
Right.
There's some exciting developments in This Week in the Multiverse.
Oh, really? Excellent.
SG, my colleague, he wants to get the podcast in this directory of children's podcasts.
Yeah.
So he had to go through all of the episodes to date.
Yeah.
Editing out the swear words.
Oh.
Because apparently that's what kept us out.
Oh.
He found 5 instances of us saying hell and bastard.
Oh.
Which he bleeped out with fart noises instead.
Because that's just fine.
That's fine, yeah. And, so that's I'm updating those tonight, making those PG or solidly G. The other episodes are probably coming up. Oh, and Steve was asking if you would like to help with one of the episodes.
Sure.
He wants you to sing a fishing song.
All right.
For like the end of the episode.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I don't have all the details yet. He just emailed me that today.
Should I sing a wistful Eastern European ballad in the voice of Tommy Wiseau?
Maybe.
All right.
Because I mean, everybody loves Tommy Wiseau.
Of course they do.
If you have any questions or concerns,
right.
And after listening to this, you probably have plenty of concerns.
A lot of concerns.
Email us at ask@lastcastpodcast.com.
That's right.
And Jamie, do you have any shows coming up?
Teos Nights just played a couple of shows.
At the Sahara, At the Sahara mostly?
At the Sahara, yeah, two at the Sahara Lounge. There's a dead random show at this place called the Dry Creek Saloon, which is this little family hole in the wall near the county line off of 2222.
Oh, okay.
That's like country covers. That's in October though.
Okay.
And other than that, it's looking pretty light. Yeah.
Well, so, you were going to go to Hills, right? Hills Cafe?
They closed down.
They closed down already I thought you guys were going to close it.
No, they closed down before they could, before they had us. We were supposed to play there last Saturday. They closed on the 12th.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, what kind of a southern city is this if there's, only, two places where you can get grits and, fried okra that's not, part of a sashimi platter.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's not
fusion cuisine bullshit.
Yeah, that's not an intentional, true. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for Last Cast Podcast, we're never going home.
We're never going home.